Guide me, O my great Redeemer, pilgrim through this barren land. I am weak, but you are mighty. Hold me with thy powerful hand. Bread of heaven, bread of heaven, feed me now and evermore. Feed me now and evermore. Open now the crystal fountains where the healing waters flow. Let the foul and cloudy pillar lead me on my journey through. Strong deliverer, ever be my strength and shield. Ever be my strength and shield. When I tread the verge of Jordan, bids my anxious fears subside. Dead of death and hell's destruction, let me sever Canaan's side. Songs of praises, songs of praises, I will ever sing to you. I will ever sing to you. Guide me, O my great Redeemer, pilgrim through this barren land. I am weak, but thou art mighty. Hold me with your powerful hands. Bread of heaven, bread of heaven, fill me now and evermore. Feed me now and evermore. Amen. Our Father and our God, our guide, our great Redeemer, the Good Shepherd, we thank you because you are our God, because you are the one that is going ahead of us through this journey of 2024. Daddy, we thank you because before you, fire goes ahead of you to destroy your enemies. Father, we thank you because you are the one that is guiding our ways. And we know you leading us will not walk into destruction because you are a good shepherd. Because you will lead us to the still water. Because you will make us to feed even on green pasture. Thank you, O Lord, because this year 2024, that you will spread table before us even in the presence of our enemies. Thank you because daily you will anoint our head with oil. Father, we thank you because you are our shepherd, our guide, that by your guidance we will not miss the road. Daddy, we pray, O Lord, that your abiding presence will not leave us any moment in the mighty name of Jesus. And daily as you are our guide and we follow your guidance, Lord, you will daily load us with benefits of those that follows your instruction, those that are obedient to you. Daddy, we thank you, we bless you, we worship you. As we have come again tonight to be empowered by you, as we have come again tonight to cry unto you, as we have come again tonight on this mountain of power, Father, in the presence of the Holy Ghost and even the Trinity on this throne tonight, Father, we say by your mercy, and by your grace, we find help. In the name of Jesus, our heavens are open upon us individually and collectively. And Lord, You will answer us from heaven as we will decree and declare before you. So you will do unto us tonight in the name of Jesus. That you will pray, O God, that everything that we are going to cancel will remain canceled. And everything we are going to establish shall be established unto us in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, we bless you because the earth is yours and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For you have founded it upon the sea and established upon the floods. Who shall ascend unto the hills of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He who have a clean hand and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul to vanity nor sold deceitfully. The same shall receive blessings from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek it, that seek thy face, O God of Jacob. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lifted up, ye everlasting doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord mighty and strong. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lifted up, ye everlasting doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts of heaven's army. He is the King of glory over our meeting tonight in the name of Jesus. Therefore, we come against principalities and powers. We say, you devil and your cohort, you have no place in our midst tonight. We declare even this gathering open in the name of God, the Father, the Son, and Holy Ghost. And only the counsel of the Lord will be established in our lives, in our midst tonight in the name of Jesus. Thank you, King of glory. Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I welcome every one of us to the prayer line tonight. And the Bible passage that the Lord wants to take us through that will help us as we journey the year 2024 so that we'll be able to enjoy the benefits that are available unto us each day, according to what he said for this year 2024, that daily he will provide for our needs. Daily he will bless us with blessings, physical and spiritual. Daily he will load us with every good thing to the glory of his name. Daily he will be our provider of everything. He will provide for us. He will protect us. He will shield us. He will heal us. He will do everything to us because he will load us with benefits. Hallelujah. And the Bible passage for tonight is Psalm 37. We will go there when after this brief message for us. My brothers and my sisters in the Lord, our God is a good God. And he cannot leave us by ourselves to journey this year 2024 without his guidance. His love for us is so much. He loves to guide and direct our path so that we will walk and do right. In order for us to enjoy his benefits, the blessing that he daily provides for us that loved and feared him. The man who listens to his words, the people that obey his precepts and commands, there are blessings that are available for them. And so the Lord will do with each and every one of us. The word of the Lord says in the book of James chapter 1 verse 25, so do not just listen to God's message and then forget it. It is a completely good message that makes people free. Look at it carefully and keep it in your mind. Do what it tells you to do. God will bless anyone who lives in that way. God will bless that man, that woman, that look carefully at the word of God and keeps it in his or her mind, and do exactly what the word of the Lord tells him or her to do. Blessings await such a man, such a woman. I decree and declare this year 2024, we and our household members will not just listen to God's words and forget it in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that we and our family members will be free from bondages of any kind by the words of God this year 2024 in the name of Jesus. Let us not forget what the book of Psalm 107 verse 20 says. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from all their destruction. I decree and declare that this year 2024, words of God coming for us and all ours will give us healing and deliverances in the mighty name of Jesus. I decree and I declare that this year 2024, you and I and our household members will take God's words seriously and keep them in our minds in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that myself and you and our family members will do what God's words tells us to do as from today and forever in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare by the grace of God, as we do according to God's words, we all will enjoy the loads of blessings even each day this year 2024 in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Proverbs chapter 11 verse 14 says, where no wise guidance is, the people fall, but in the multitude of counselors there is safety. Absence of guidance, there will be fall, failure and flattering. Beloved in the Lord, our God do not want us to fail. Neither did he want us to falter. He did not want us to fail physically and spiritually. Therefore, he's providing 10 guidance that we follow going through this year 2024 and our journeys of life. As we hold on to this guidance, these footsteps, these precepts, these steps, and follow them wholeheartedly, we will enjoy blessings and benefits it daily provides for those who are the doers of his words, those who obey his precepts and his commands. The book of Proverbs chapter 16 verse 20 says, he who deals wisely and eats God's words and counsel shall find good. And whoever leans on him, trust in him, and his confidence in the Lord, happy, blessed, and fortunate is he. I decree and declare that we and ours will follow God's guidance by his words at all times as we journey year 2024. And we will not fall. We will not fail. We will not falter. In the mighty name of Jesus, I decree and declare that as we follow God's words and guidance, that will give us safety, that our safety will be guaranteed going through this year 2024 in the mighty name of Jesus. I decree and declare that as we and our household members will wisely eat God's guidance, we will find and enjoy his goodness daily in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. I also decree and declare that we and our family members, we lean on and trust in the Lord this year 2024 and forever. And we will be happy, blessed, and fortunate people in the land of the living. In Jesus' name, amen. Fellow believers in Christ, we should not be vague, thoughtless, and fooling ourselves, not understanding and holding firmly to God's words, to his precepts and command, and to do according to his guidance and will. We will not be those that will be so foolish, that will not yield even to the word of God, that will not do what he commands us to do. He is the master, the shepherd, and the guidance of our ways. Let us be determined and be devoted in following his guidance this year and henceforth, so that we will continue to enjoy his blessings and benefits daily. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 17 says, so be careful how you act. These are difficult days. Don't be fools. Be wise. Make the most of every opportunity you have for doing good. Don't act thoughtlessly, but try to find out and do whatever the Lord wants you to do. It is very crucial that we handle God's word carefully and act upon His commands, because this is the dangerous times, perilous times, and difficult times. It is very important that you and I become wise and not foolish in doing what is good according to God's guidance through His words. We should be thoughtful of His steps, of His footsteps, of His guidance through His words, and do that which He wants us to do for our safety and for us to enjoy His blessings and benefits every moment. I decree and declare that we and ours will be careful how we act this perilous time in the name of Jesus. We will not do that which will make God to be mad with us. We will not do that. We will not act foolishly, even as this time. We will not be the foolish one for not following even the precept, the commands, and the word of God, the instruction, the guidance of the Lord. We will not be the foolish one in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that we and our household will henceforth make every effort, every opportunity, every chance we have to do good in Jesus' name. I decree and declare that we and our family members will find out and do whatever the Lord wants us to do every day, every moment, in the mighty name of Jesus. We will find out how to please Him, and we will do that which is pleasing unto our God going through this year 2024, so that we will daily enjoy His benefits in Jesus' name. Before we go into our Bible passage for tonight and raise prayer points from there, let us quickly see the prayer of King David in the book of Psalm 25, verse 4 to 5, that says, "Lord, help me to understand Your ways. Teach me Your good paths. Please be my guide and teach me Your truth. I trust You every day because You are the God who keeps me safe." My brothers and my sisters, let this be our prayers as we continue our year 2024 and our journeys of life. God's ways and His guidance are the right paths for us to live in order to enjoy His goodness and blessedness in this terrible and wicked world and at this perilous time. I decree and declare that God, by His mercy and grace, will help us and all our family members to understand His ways in the name of Jesus. There are many false and wrong ways at this time. They seem right, but the end thereof is destruction. There's a way that seems right unto man. There are many ways that the world is presenting, even to us, that seems right. But please, let us be careful. Let us determine to seek God's ways through His word, and we will be saved from those false prophets. We will be saved from those wicked ones, the Antichrist, that already crept even to the body of Christ. I want to let you know that because there are so many false and wrong ways at this time, we will not be deceived into going ways outside God. When we listen to God, the only way that it is to God is through Jesus Christ. He said it, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." I decree and declare that God, by His mercy and grace, will teach us and our family members His good paths daily in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that by His grace and mercy, God will be our guide and teach us His truth daily this year 2024 and every moment of our lives. In Jesus' name, I decree and I declare that by God's mercy and grace, we and our household members will trust Him every day and always. In the mighty name of Jesus, I decree and declare that by God's mercy and grace, He will keep us and our household members safe every day, always, as we journey the year 2024 and through all our lifetime. In the name of Jesus, there are 10 points that the Spirit of the Lord revealed to me as I was meditating on that passage for today, the book of Psalm 37. And believe me, my brothers and sisters in the Lord, if we can hold firmly and see to doing this, we will enjoy the daily benefits, the daily blessing He provides for those who follow His guidance. Verse 1 of that Psalm 37 says, "Do not become upset because of what wicked people do. Do not be jealous of people that do bad things." Do not become upset. Don't be angry when you see what the wicked people are doing and it seems that they are getting away with it. My brother, my sister, do not be jealous or envious of people that do bad things. Obviously, there is no point in getting ourselves worked up or frightened up because of the evil ones, or be jealous of those workers of iniquity. No need to be envious of them, especially when we see them prospering. Please, my brother and my sisters, don't be envious of them. Do not be jealous of them. I decree and declare that we and our household members will not be disturbed because of the evil ones at any time for any reason. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that we and our household will not be envious of the workers of iniquity for any reason at any time as we journey even year 2024 and years ahead of us. In the name of Jesus, we will not concern ourselves about their prosperity. We will not concern ourselves about what is going on, but we will follow even the ways of the Lord, the path that God instructs us to walk in. So shall it be in Jesus' name. Verse 2 of that Psalm 37 says, "Remember that they are soon gone. Who are these? The workers of iniquity, the wicked ones, the evildoers. They will soon be gone because they are like grass that quickly becomes dry. They will soon die like grass plants in hot weather." Hallelujah. You see, the reason why you don't have to worry yourself, you don't have to be angry when you see them. "Oh, after all, they have this. If truly they are doing evil and they are living well, and we that we are following the work of God, we that we are obeying the law of God, see how we are suffering." Let me tell you, the Bible says they will soon be gone. They are like grass that quickly becomes dry. They will soon die like green grass in hot weather. And let me tell you, when you understand this, you will praise God. It is a powerful revelation that He released unto us tonight. Why you and I need to be disturbed? We don't need to. The Bible says in the book of Job, chapter 18, verse 5, "Surely the light of the wicked will be snuffed out. The sparks of their fire will not glow." I decree and declare that the evildoers in and around us and around our people will soon be gone. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare, even according to this word of God, workers of iniquity in our lives and in our land, we die like grass in hot weather. According to this word of God, so I decree in Jesus' name, I decree and declare the light of the wicked ones in our lives and in the lives of our family members will be put off, and the light of their fire will not glow again in the name of Jesus. This is the word of God. Verse 3 of that Psalm 37 says, trust in the Lord. That is the number 3. Trust in the Lord. As you journey this year 2024 and henceforth, trust in the Lord and do good. Then you will live safely in the land. That is the guidance. That is the commands of God coming for you and for me. Let us trust in the Lord and do good regardless. No matter how tough, let us trust in the Lord and do good. Then we will live safely in our land. I decree and declare that we and our household will trust in the Lord. I decree and declare that we and our family members will do good at all times, regardless, in the name of Jesus. And I decree and declare, as we trust in the Lord and continue to do good things, we will live safely everywhere we find ourselves, in the mighty name of Jesus. The security of the Almighty God will be upon us at all times in the name of Jesus. Verse 4 of that Psalm 37 says, be happy that the Lord is your friend. Be happy. Don't let anything make you to become sad. Don't be that one that will just wear that sad look at all time. Be happy that the Lord is your friend. If nobody is your friend, you have God, your friend. You have Jesus, you have Holy Spirit. There's no friend like Jesus. There's no other friend like a lonely Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. So be happy, my brother. Be happy, my sister, that the Lord is your friend. He will give you what you most want. That which your friend, your earthly friend, cannot give you, Jesus, Lord God Almighty, your friend will give it to you. The Bible tells us what happened. It says, even about Abraham, Abraham believed God. As a result, God accepted Abraham as right with him. God also called Abraham his friend, because Abraham do what? Do that which was right in the sight of God. That is in the book of James chapter 2 verse 23. I decree and declare, going through the year 2024, going through our life journey, we and all ours will be happy that the Lord God Almighty is our friend. In the name of Jesus, if no one consider you, if no one make you their friend, don't be afraid and don't worry yourself. Be happy that the Lord is your friend. It's better that God befriend you, that thousands of people become your friend, that will kill you, that will stab you, that will say nonsense thing. They may say you are good in the morning. Before 10 a.m., they started talking nonsense thing about you. They can defriend you at any time. I decree and declare that the Lord, our friend, and the friend of every members of our household, will give us what we most want daily, as we journey year 2024 and always, in the name of Jesus. Let me tell you, that the Lord your friend, that Jesus your friend, that Jesus my friend, oh, the Lord my friend, the Lord our friend, is the one that knows what we most want daily. And he has promised that this year, 2024, he will daily load us with those things that we need. In the name of Jesus, we will know no lack because we have God, our friend. Because we have Jesus, our friend, who will give us what we most want every day, every second, in the mighty name of Jesus. The Bible says in the book of Genesis 18:17, the Lord said, "Shall I keep secret from Abraham, my friend and servant, what I am going to do?" Be happy that the Lord is your friend. Oh my God. The one that will not keep secret from you. Secret about your environment. Secret about the people that you surround yourself with. Secret about even the things of darkness. God will show you what he's going to do, even against those that are standing up against you. I decree and declare this word of God, that as friends of God that we are, by doing his commands and following his guidance, his ways, his path, he will not keep secret from us this year, 2024, and at any time. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that God will reveal people and things around us, in our lives, to us, even for our safety and blessing at all times, as we journey the year 2024, and even henceforth, in the name of Jesus. Remember what happened. Jesus saw what they were thinking in their heart. The Father revealed it to them. He knew what was going on in their heart. The Bible said, and he left there privately. When God revealed things around you, when God revealed what is going on in the heart of the other person towards you, that is for your safety. You will not fall into their plans. You will not fall into that net they prepare for you. So that Lord will continue to reveal things. He will not keep secret from you. He will reveal things around and within, even where you are, unto you for your safety and security and for your blessings. In Jesus' mighty name. Verse 5 says, let the Lord be your guide into the future. That's another instruction. Let God, not Google, not Waze, not Siri. No. Let the Lord be your guide into the future. Because he holds the future. He holds your tomorrow in his hand. He knows about your tomorrow. Let him be your guide. Even into that your tomorrow. Even into that your future. So let the Lord guide your family members. Trust in him and he will help you. Remember what it says. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the thoughts I have towards you. The thoughts of good and not of evil. To give you a future and an expected end. I decree and declare that God will be our guide and that of our family members, even into the year 2024 and years ahead of us, in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that we and our household members, we trust God and he will help us daily and at all times as we journey through year 2024 and years ahead of us, in the name of Jesus. Verse 6 of that Psalm 37 says, he will show everyone that you are righteous. You are not the one to go around and be boasting and be saying that. No. As you follow God's guidance, as you follow his precepts, as you keep his commands, as you let him be your guide, the Bible says he will show everyone that you are right, you are righteous. People will know that you are a good person. You don't need to tell anybody that you're a good person. As clearly as the sunshine at noon, I decree and declare, according to this word of God, that he will showcase our right doings and that of our family members in the name of Jesus. As we continue to follow even his way, as we continue to let him be our guide, as we continue to do what he asks us to do. My people, you and I do not need to prove our righteousness, because our righteousness is like filthy rags. It's only God that can declare you right. It's only him that can declare you a right person. The Bible says he will show everyone that you are righteous. And people will know that you are a good person. The Bible says in the book of Matthew chapter 13 verse 43. The people who obeyed God will shine like the sun. And Proverbs 13 verse 9 says, the light of the righteous shines brightly, but the lamp of the wicked is put out. I decree and declare that as we continue following God's guidance, we will shine like the sun in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that as we and our household members continue doing right things, our light will shine brightly always at all times as we journey year 2024 and henceforth in the name of Jesus. And the lamp of the wicked ones in our lives will be put out in the name of Jesus. Verse 7 says, be patient. Another word of God. Another command. Another guidance. Another path that God wants you to walk upon. Want you to go through. Want you to take care of as you journey the year 2024. Be patient as you wait for the Lord to help you. Don't be in haste. Don't be in an hurry. Then he said, trust him to bring help. Trust him to bring that help. Don't go to Egypt to look for help. Don't go and look for help where there is no help. Be patient for the Lord to help you. Those who wait upon the Lord, he will renew their strength. Trust him to bring the help. He knows the right help you need. Do not become upset when bad people seem to do well. Don't say they call it bad, they call it bad, but it's doing well. Don't let that make you to be hasty in making it, in getting wealth or in getting help. When their wicked idea really happen, don't let that even move you. Wait unto the Lord to help you. Trust him to bring that help. My beloved, let not their temporary prosperity entice you to join them in doing evil and being wicked. Proverbs chapter 1 verse 10 says, my son, my daughter, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. Do not join with them and do not agree. I decree and declare that you and I and our household member will be patient and wait for the Lord to help us always in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that we and our household members will trust God to bring and give us help at all times that we need help in the name of Jesus. Remember what the Hebrews chapter 4 verse 16 says. Let us come boldly to the throne of grace, so that we obtain mercy and get grace even for help in time of need. It's God that will bring the help to you. Wait, the grace to wait for God to bring help for us at all times. God will grant unto us in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that we will not be upset with God when we see evildoers seems to do well. They just seem to do well. They are not doing well. They know the pain that they are going through. I decree and declare that we and our household will not agree to join evildoers to do evil for any reason at any time, no matter how difficult. We will not join the wicked one even to do evil works of iniquity in the name of Jesus. Verse 8 says that, do not be angry or upset. It will only bring trouble for you. It's so simple to understand. Getting angry, seeing the evildoers prospering, will not do us any good. So why do you want to worry yourself? Leave them for God. I decree and declare that we and our household will not be angry and trouble our souls, seeing evildoers prospering at any time. We will not become jealous of them. Psalm 73, verse 3 to 12. You can read that. But I will read this because that one talks about the wicked one flourishing. You know, it was so surprising. But in verse 16 to 17, the writer of that Psalm 73 says, had tried hard to understand all this. Why are they prospering? Why everything? Why is they are flourishing? You know, then he almost said that, oh, let me join. For them to be, that means God is good with them. But in verse 16 and 17, hear what he concluded. I tried hard to understand all this, but it was too hard for me. But then, hallelujah, God, I went to your temple and I understood what will happen to the wicked. You can only know what will happen to them when you stay with God, when you study the scripture, when you know what God says about them. I decree and declare that we and our household members, by God's grace and mercy, we will understand the end of the wicked ones, and we will not yield to their enticement for any reason at any time. In the name of Jesus. Verse 9 of that Psalm 37 said, wicked people will disappear one day, but people who trust in the Lord for help will live safely in the land that he has given unto them. Hallelujah. I decree and declare that today and tonight, the wicked ones will disappear in our lives and in the lives of our family members. I decree and declare that as we trust in the Lord for help, as from tonight and always, as we follow his guidance, as we trust in him and wait for his help, we will live safely in our lands, in the mighty name of Jesus. Verse 10 says, evil people will soon be gone. Remember, we talked about that in verse 2 of that same Psalm 37. You may look for them, but you will not find them. The Bible said when Athaliah died, the nation enjoyed peace. For they cannot continue. The life of the wicked one will be shortened. So why worry yourself? Whatever thing they gather together, doing evil, will disappear even before they died. And even if not, immediately they're gone, all those things will disappear. Their blessing cannot last. I decree and declare that we will look for our enemies and we will find them now. For they'll be gone in the name of Jesus. They'll be gone out of our lives in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Verse 11 says, another instruction for us to follow as we journey 2024 and henceforth. Humble people will live safely in the land. Humble yourself before God, and he will elevate you. Humble people will live safely in the land. They will live in peace, and they will enjoy good things. God respects humble person, but hate the haughty one. Psalm 31 verse 33 says, love the Lord, all you people who belong to him. If people serve the Lord faithfully, listen, he keeps them safe. How are you serving the Lord? Are you serving the Lord because of the pastor, because of the evangelist, because of this? Are you serving the Lord because of ulterior motive? Are you serving the Lord because you want to be known? Are you serving the Lord in order to please somebody? Those who serve the Lord faithfully, he keeps them safe. As we journey here 2024 and henceforth, let us serve the Lord our God faithfully. But if people are proud, he punishes them as they deserve. Let love God and serve him. He will keep us safe, but we punish those that are proud. I decree and declare that we and our household members, we love God wholeheartedly and serve him faithfully this year 2024 and forever. Peradventure, you have not been serving the Lord. You are not doing anything in the kingdom work. Please serve the Lord faithfully. Do the work of evangelism. Do the work of the evangelist. Talk about Christ to somebody. Leviticus chapter 26 verse 6 says, for I will give peace in the land, and ye shall lie down, and no one shall make you afraid. And I will rid evil beasts out of the land, neither shall the sword go through your land. These are the blessings of people of God. These are the blessings people of God will enjoy for their obedience. So it's our, as we follow God's guidance as highlighted for us today, I decree and declare that we and our household, we will be obedient to God's guidance, and he will give us even peace daily as we journey year 2024 and elsewhere. We will go to sleep and we will not be afraid, for he will permit no fear to fall upon us in the name of Jesus. He will give us sleep at night and we will sleep like babies in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that nothing and no one will make us afraid as obedient people of God at any time for any reason in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that as we follow God's guidance this year 2024 and elsewhere, he will chase away dangerous animals out of our ways every moment in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare no sword will go through our lives, through our land, physically and spiritually in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Verse 12 says, wicked people think how to hurt the righteous. They show their teeth to frighten good people. All day long, they are planning and strategizing how to hurt us, but they will fail because God is with us. Isaiah 8, chapter 8, verse 10 says, call your counsel of war, but they will be worthless. Develop your strategies, but they will not succeed, for God is with us. See God with you. Know that the Lord with you as you journey year 2024. No counsel, no strategies of the enemy, no power of hell will be able even to conquer you. I decree and declare that God with us, the coming together of the evildoers against us and against our family member will be worthless in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that God is with us. Therefore, every strategies of the enemies against us and our family members will not succeed in the name of Jesus. Verse 13 of that same Psalm 37 says, but my Lord laughs at those wicked people because he knows that their day of punishment will come. So the Lord will laugh against all wicked ones in your life in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare this word of God that the day of punishment for the wicked ones in our lives come tonight in the name of Jesus. They will see the wrath of God upon their lives according to this word of God tonight in the name of Jesus. Verse 14 says, wicked people get out their sword and they prepare to shoot their arrows. They try to make poor and helpless people fall down. They try to destroy people who do what is right. Do not be afraid of the evil ones. Their throwing of arrows and effort in pulling you down or to destroy you will not stand. God will make their plans fall upon them. Don't worry yourself. Proverbs chapter 26, 27 says, the man who set a trap for others, we get caught in it himself. Roll a boulder down on someone. That means throw a stone. Roll a stone down on someone and it will roll back and crush you. That is what will happen to the wicked ones. I decree and declare, anyone digging pit for us and our family members will fall into it themselves, himself or herself. I decree and declare, anyone throwing and rolling stone against us and our family members, the stone will roll back upon such and cross such a person in the name of Jesus. Verse 15 says, but their sword will go into their own heart. That sword they are preparing to pierce your heart will go into their own heart. Their bowels will break in pieces. This is not Becky's word. This is the word of God. Decree and declare the word of God. Be intentional to say what God is saying, not what the enemy is saying. I decree and declare, according to this word of God, the sword of our enemies will go into their own hearts in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare this word of God that the bowels of our enemies are broken into pieces tonight in the name of Jesus. Verse 16 says, it is better to do what is right and only have a few things than to be wicked and have many. I decree and declare that we and our household will always do what is right in getting all that we are getting. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that we will not use false balance doing our businesses at any time in the name of Jesus. Proverbs 28:20 says, honest people will lead a full, happy life. But if you are in a hurry to get rich, you are going to be punished. Don't be in a hurry. My brother and my sister, don't be in a hurry. Be honest and you will live a full life. Longevity of life is promised for them. For that man, that woman that is honest. Happy life is for that person. I decree and declare that we and our household member will be honest people in the name of Jesus. We will live a full and happy life in Jesus' name. I decree and declare that those who are in a hurry to get rich by dishonesty will be punished. Even we see them be punished in the name of Jesus. Verse 17 of that same Psalm 37 says, the Lord keeps righteous people safe, but he will destroy the power of the wicked. I decree and declare that the Lord will keep us and our household members safe always and forever as we journey year 2024, because we will do right, because he will pronounce us right, because he will make us right, because of the righteousness of Christ he has imputed upon us in the mighty name of Jesus. He will keep us safe from every danger and destruction in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare, according to this word of God, the Lord will destroy the power of the wicked people in our lives and in our lands in the name of Jesus. Verse 18 of that Psalm 37 says, if anyone lives a completely good life, the Lord takes care of them. His gift to them will last forever. Hallelujah. Going through 2024 and our life journey, let us be intentional and purposeful in living a right and good life, regardless of what is going on. Proverbs 10:6a says, blessings are upon the heads of the uncompromisingly righteous, the upright, in right standing with God. Blessing will be upon your head if you don't compromise your faith. If you don't join the wicked one to do wickedness. I decree and declare that as we and our household member continue doing right, God will take care of us every moment. We will enjoy lots of blessing throughout the year 2024 and henceforth. I decree and declare that going through this year, we and our household member will not compromise our right standing with God for any reason at any time. I decree and declare that God's blessings will rest upon us and our household members, and the blessing shall be a lasting one in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, verse 19 says, when times of trouble comes, they will still be saved. In the time of famine, they will have enough to eat. Beloved in the Lord, as long as you are doing even what God asks you to do, and you did not compromise your standing in the Lord, and you did not deny your faith, you did not go into the ways of the sinner, you follow God's guidance, he will be with you. When trial and trouble comes, he will keep us safe through the storm of life. And above all, in the time of famine, we will have enough to eat. I decree and declare that in this year 2024, when trouble comes, God will keep us and our household safe in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare in the year 2024 and henceforth, in the time of famine, we and our household members, we have enough to eat daily in the name of Jesus. He will satisfy us with the goodness of his house in the name of Jesus. He will spread table before us, even in the presence of our enemies, in the name of Jesus. And the last verse for tonight, Psalm 37 verse 20 says, but wicked people will die. They are the Lord's enemies. Listen very well. That way you cannot You cannot just become a wicked person. Because the wicked people are Lot's enemy. They will disappear like smoke from a fire that burns up. Going through this year 2024 and henceforth, let us have the understanding that wicked people in our lives and in the lives of our family members, they are Lot's enemy. But if you will indeed listen and obey his voice and all that I speak, then I will be an enemy to your enemies and an adversary to your adversary. Exodus chapter 23, verse 22. I decree and declare this word of God tonight, that the wicked people in our lives and in the lives of our family member will die. In the name of Jesus, according to the word of God, I decree and declare that our enemies are God's enemies. As the Lord has declared it, those that are coming against us, God is coming against them. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God will be adversary to our adversaries. In the name of Jesus. I decree and declare this word of God, that everyone that is standing against us, the Lord Almighty will stand against and fight in the name of Jesus. And lastly, I decree and declare that we will obey God's guidance going through year 2024. And always, therefore, God will fight our battle. He will be enemies to our enemies. All we need to do is to follow what he has told us to do. Those powerful 10 points that he has revealed to us to guide us through year 2024. Please go back to that Psalm 37. Study it, meditate on it, and the grace to abide by all those points God will grant unto you and unto me in the mighty name of Jesus. And as he has said that he will do unto us, that we follow his precept and his command, that we commit our way to his hand, that we make him to guide us through into the future, into the year 2025 and henceforth. So he will do unto us. And as he promised that our light will not go out, that we continue to shine, that we showcase our right standing with him. So he will do to the glory of his name in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. I release you into the hands of the Almighty God, and I decree and declare you will daily enjoy the benefits of those that fear the Lord, of those that do his command. So shall it be. Jesus' mighty name. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Till next week, stay blessed. Becky T. Adedokun, I love you. Bye.